Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you showing her?
Come on, man.
What are you showing?
What I'm showing.
Oh, don't do that.
Come on, man.
That ain't even mine.
Stop. Stop.
That ain't even mine.
Stop.
Oh, man.
We're turned up right now, baby.
Yeah.
Come on. We turned up right
Woo,
now.
Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the most, maybe the most famous courtside say, yeah. Kings fan. Next to you, of course.
I'm
courtside Kenny.
I'm not courtside. I'm not.
But it's not just the Golden 1 Center. It's Madison Square Garden.
Mm.
It was the Barclays Center.
Mm.
She be on the road. There's Mike Brown. And right next to her, right next to him.
Look.
Looking, by the way, like $2.5 million every time
indeed.
The camera catches
yes,
her.
Indeed.
And she looked like
Big
that
money.
Today.
Yeah. Killing it.
Now I heard you just say your name to KC.
We didn't even say crypto. She was at crypto.
Of course
she was
is.
In
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Did you go to Salt Lake City
yep.
opening night?
Well, no, not Salt Lake City though. But
do you just fly
yes.
with Mike? Do you like, hey, I mean, you always next to him on, like, you get, okay, I got so many questions, but I just heard you.
It's Lania.
Lania.
Lania, yes. My name is Lania.
My bad, Lania.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
How do you get that same seat in every arena?
You pay for it, but it's not the same thing. No, I seriously go on StubHub and Ticketmaster just like
That's
everybody
how,
else. Yeah.
Man.
But I will say there's one time, though, you know, that I sat center court at Crypto at a Lakers game last year on my birthday. That was a direct result of our sales team for the Kings.
That's what's up.
So shout out to Justin, Vice President of Sales, and also Chase Mueller, my sales representative.
That's what's
up, for that
up,
hookup.
Man.
But yeah, everything else, no, we still had to pay for that, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good old paying for tickets.
So obviously, we got the stream going, and everybody that saw you on the stream.
Well, Miss Fox is in here. You see what Miss Fox doing?
Oh,
Miss Fox going to Dubai.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to Safeway. That's where I'm going. You know what I mean? People out here courtside going to Dubai. I'm just going to Safeway.
Man.
Jeez.
And then we got Mark Jones. You know, yes. Boy, oh, this man. Boy, this
is Louis Vuitton Don. Come on now.
That's my boy right there.
So for the radio audit, if you are a Kings fan, you're probably listening to this, and you've watched Kings games and you're familiar with, like Damian said, the most famous courtside. I want to say personality because
oh,
that's
a personality.
Because
I remember we were at, I'm almost positive it was the Thunder game last year. And the only reason I say that is because we were working that day and we were in a suite.
Mm-hmm.
We were in a company suite.
Yeah.
And that's where I was like, yo, who is that woman right there? Because she be out there like Arsenio in. And she be, I was like, hey, who
oh,
is
man.
That?
Yeah.
We
Phoenix,
need to get her on the show.
No, I definitely cut up, you know, because it's at a certain point now, I'll get into that later, but you know, it's like, just, I want to be myself at this point. Right. I want to root for my team. I'm paying for it. So
yeah.
I'm about to do whatever I want to do. I mean, not everything I want to do, but definitely root for my team. And definitely when I'm in other cities too, they definitely are like, who are you?
Yeah.
You know, they're like, who are you? Because every, you know, the coach is coming up, hugging me, you know, Mike Brown, even one time during the game came over on the sideline and hugged me, you know, the players all dabbing me up, you know, everybody saying hi and, you know, giving me hugs. So they're just like, who are you? You like, you have to be somebody's mama.
Right.
You have to be somebody's sister. You know, you have to be somebody. And I'm like, nah, just, you know, courtside season ticket holder in at Golden One and just supporting my team.
So take me through that process when you and your husband's like, yo, want season tickets. And, you know, he might have been like, all right, well, you know, lower bowl, that's what's up. No, I'm getting courtside tickets, season tickets. Like, take us through that process, how we got to, I'm going to be right there, spiked out, tripping referees. That's what we're going on.
You know, it starts off with, like, you know, you go take a tour. You can take a tour. You can take a look at it. Uh-huh. And so we started up. You know, they showed us, like, kind of higher up, like, in the lower level. We were like, oh, okay, that's great. But what about, like, down there, though, you know? So we went and sat, and then yeah, anyway, once you sit in those seats too, and we sit in the middle, second row courtside every other game. And then every other game, we sit right in the middle in the front row every other game. And that was a matter of buying the tickets from the person who has those seats. Because right now, I don't know if you guys know, but the wait list is long for Kings tickets or courtside. Yeah, so the only way to get in now really is to coordinate.
Mm. Mm.
But yeah, no, it's all love for sure.
What's your... If you were telling the story about being a courtside fan to somebody, what mm-hmm. story would you start with?
So I would start by saying that I was born and raised in Sacramento. I've always been a Kings fan my entire life.
What school you go to?
St. Francis.
Oh, okay.
I know. Don't judge. Don't
I ain't judging.
Judge.
I'm just saying. I ain't judging with that. Yeah, I ain't judging that. I ain't judging that.
My parents had courtside. I'm not courtside. I'm sorry. My parents had season tickets to Arco when the Kings were here.
Mm.
So as a child, I was rooting for the Kings. As a child, I was going to the games. Much higher up though. It was in the upper level at that point.
Yeah.
And then fast forward when I'm a lawyer, by the way, by trade.
Okay.
Over 20 years. And also the CEO of my company.
Come on, man. Talk that talk. Come on. Let them know what time it is.
And a real estate broker.
Come on. Let them know what time it is. Air horns. Let them know what time it is. We ain't playing with y'all out here. We ain't playing with y'all.
But fast forward to when I was in law school, one of my best friends is Didi, Sharif Abdurrahim's wife. And so, you know, he had a stint of playing with the Kings for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was assistant coach, assistant GM. And so I think they were here for a total of about 10 or 11 years. And so during that time frame, I also got to experience, that was a different side, right? That was more being on the player side or the family side of things and experiencing things. But I had to be chill in that moment because when I was meeting Kobe and Shaq and, you know, everybody, or, you know, Charles Barkley or whoever it was, I had to be calm and cool. I couldn't be like, I can't be fanning or none of that kind of stuff, right? So, you know, then it was just like, you know, nice to meet you type of, you know, situation. But I had to always be kind of calm.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I got my own money, you know, now fast forward to where we are now. Yeah. Now it's like, oh, no, I'm about to, you know, hey, what's up? You know, good to see you. Oh, you did great, you know. And definitely believe in cheering for my team and rooting for my team. And being courtside is definitely a different experience. I realized that too, you know, because it's different when you're up close. When you're that close, you hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
You see everything. You know, you see how hard they're working, how hard they're sweating, how hard they're grinding, how, you know, just everything is super fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, anyway, so I've had some experiences with the refs hearing me sometimes
okay.
too.
Now that's what I'm talking about right there, because I never sat courtside. But one time I got close enough.
Wow, you going to lie to her?
Courtside? I ain't never sat courtside.
Okay, you was digging up pictures? I'll dig up pictures,
I was not courtside.
I'll dig up pictures.
No, I was in the second row. I wasn't courtside. I wasn't touching the floor. I was second row.
Ignore this man.
I find that hard to believe.
I was in the second row. And when I had that experience, you know, I was talking to the refs a little bit, bad call here and there. They can hear me.
Right.
I'm going to let them know what I saw.
Right.
Your experiences with some of these refs, because, look, all due respect, sometimes they're just incompetent. So I already know you had to get on them a couple times.
Yeah.
Man.
So, you know, when you're in a game and a ref makes a bad call, the rest of the audience can be like, oh, or that's BS. Or, you know, they can say all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And in general, it just sounds like woo type of noise,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But if I say something, though, they hear it. They hear
right
every single word that comes out of my mouth. So there's been a few occasions, especially last season, you know, and I don't ever say anything crazy or disrespectful, but
yeah.
I had some guys near me and they were saying bad things and calling names, the refs out by name. And anyway, so one of them came over to the scorer's table and he looked at me though and was like, you know, don't make me have to get involved. Like basically like he gonna kick us out, you know, or kick people out. And everybody looked at him like she didn't do anything, you know?
Yeah.
So that happened. But probably the funniest story I had was a story with Tony Brothers. And I love him now.
Oh,
I want to tell you that, okay?
Tony Brothers.
You already know I'm about to come with something when I say that name.
Oh,
I already know you know. Those of you that know, you know. But he had called an offensive foul on Domas.
Mm.
And I was like, no, you know, like everybody else in the audience.
Mm.
And so he came over to the scorer's table, you know, and instead of calling it out to them, he came to me and he was like, number 10, offensive foul, 2 shots. Like, looked me dead in my eye and like called out the whole play.
Oh,
right.
Man.
And everybody around me was like, oh, like what just happened, you know? So then at the time out, the next time out, he came over to me and he was like, so you think I called a bad call or whatever? And I was like, well, da-da. He was like, yes or no. And I said, well, yes.
Do we have to jump Tony right now?
No. It's cool. It ends well. So he was like, yes or no. And I said, well, yes. And then he was like, well, you're wrong. And he's like, and you remind me of my wife when she's wrong. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. So that was our exchange. But I will tell you that from that point forward, every time I see him, like even I saw him at, you know, Madison Square Garden last week. And, you know, he definitely makes sure that he says hi to me. And, you know,
it's
all love. You know what I mean? And I don't want to ever say anything that gets my team in trouble.
Right,
I don't want them not calling certain calls because they don't like me or like a fan, you know.
Yeah.
So I try to be careful with that. And there was one ref one time he called something and he, you know, he called a foul on one of our teammates, and we both looked up at the Jumbotron to watch the replay, and then he looked at me and he was like, "You saw that?" And I said, "Yeah, I saw it. You were right." Like, you know what I mean? Like, I let him know, like, "No, like you're right. Like that was you're right."
But, yeah.
But yeah, I have to be careful what I say. Definitely sitting where I'm sitting, the voice carries.
That's hilarious.
The voice carries.
You ever get talked to by a player?
Oh yeah, all the time.
What's the
opposing players?
Oh, the opposing players? Well, them too.
Yeah.
No, because I never say anything negative to the other team.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And I'm never saying anything negative even to, other than saying no or, oh, or come on, you know, to the when a call is made.
Yeah.
But I don't ever say anything bad to them. So a lot of players will come up to me after the games, you know, because I'm still there. So, and I have to walk out by the opposing tunnel. So they'll come up to me and they'll be like, I saw you cheering for your team. Like, I think that's cool, you know,
yeah.
And, or really it's just respect and love, you know, because I think they're just happy to see young Black people being successful, you know, and it is all love. So no, I definitely talk to the opposing players too, but, but not in a negative way.
So we believe one time, now you can tell us if this is true or not, but we leave one time. We were watching the game. Everybody saw it because we talked about it the next day on the show. The chatty house was, yeah, I saw that. Something happened on the play out of bounds or something like that. You got up and said, hey, no, review that. Review that. And Mike was like, hey, review it.
He ain't even look at Jordy this time. He was like, hey, run it.
Can we confirm that Mike Brown heard you say review that and said, I'm going to review it?
No. I don't know if he listened to me, but let's just say that I was right. And he was right for challenging the play. But
they need to listen to you more often.
I was going to say, we need to review the film because remember Mike had a run where he kept getting challenges right.
Right.
I need to see her motions.
If I was back there. Yeah. No, because you know what it is. And so every time there's a possibility, he looks. But now I do it too. We just look at the assistant coaches because they have everything. I do. Because they have everything on laptops, right? So they're looking at the replays even before they show it, you know. Mm. So he's looking at them like, should I challenge it? So I even look at them like, should we challenge it? You know, now I'm at that point. And if they give the green light, then I'm giving the green light too. Like, yes, like do it, you know.
Tony Brothers just going to start looking at you when it's time to review a car. Right.
No, Mike going to review it. Be like, no, hold on. Yeah. She didn't review it, so
right,
we're not going to do
right,
it.
Right, yeah. Right, 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 right. But
Mike going to be like, I didn't call for a review. Doesn't matter. She did.
But no, I try to now I try to be more mindful of it, though. So now I'll try to, like, wait for him to do it, you know, before I say it. But I'll definitely be like, you should do it, you know.
Nudging him.
Like, I'll just be looking at him like, Mike, like, no, like, I saw that. Like, for sure, you should challenge that, you know. But let me get the confirmation first. Like, let me, you know, coaches, is it cool? Like, all right, you know, yeah, let's go. Like, but yeah, no, it's all love.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, man. So the thing that I wanted to ask you as well, because, like, I don't know the dynamic. That's why you can mm-hmm. shed more light to it. But I feel like if me and my wife had courtside season tickets, I'd be like you. Mm-hmm. My wife would probably be like your husband, yeah, just kind of sitting
chill,
there,
right.
Like, I wish you'd stop. Is he like that? Like, settle down?
No. Jason, you know, and by the way, shout out to my husband, Jason. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. And my kids.
Oh.
And God.
Oh.
Not in that order, but you know.
I was going to say, did he just fall to third place, like right in the middle of the conversation?
Wait, hold up. Now I got to clarify. God is first.
That's right.
Okay.
Won't he do it?
Yes. For sure. Like.
Look at God.
Right. 100%. You know, he's the foundation. But no, honestly, like, you know, that's part of the reason why I love my husband, or one of the many reasons, is because he allows me to be me, you know. And I know a lot of people would probably be embarrassed, you know, because I mean, I definitely, like, I jump. Like, if anybody ever sees me, like, there's times where I'm jumping or I'm like, yes. Or
no,
let's
we
go.
See you.
Or I'm hyping the crowd, like, you know, stand up or, you know, all
yeah,
that
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he's just, like, chill. If you just look at him, he's always just chilling, just sitting back, you know, in a chair.
Yeah.
Like, every now and then he might go like this, you know, for a three-pointer or something, you know. But for the most part, he's just super chill the whole time. So he just lets me be me, you know. But yeah, he's just more calm. Every now and then you'll see him kind of get a little excited, but yeah, he just lets me be me for sure.
So the two things that stand out there, shout out Jason.
Shout out Jason, absolutely.
Two, are you aware of how often we can see you? Because the fact that you even ask, well, if y'all can see me. No, we
time.
See you.
I'm telling you.
We see you and all the time.
Look, when I told Damian and the chat that I met you mm-hmm. after the game, the whole chat was, oh, we love her.
The
like,
whole
they
chat.
All know who
I was
you
like,
are right
yo,
now,
for real? Because we've been talking about you for a year. We were like, yo, we've got to talk to her. We've got to get her on the show.
Yeah.
And that's it just doesn't. He's the only one allowed down on the court.
Yeah,
I'm not allowed
why is this
down
guy
there.
Telling these
so,
kind of fibs.
So the fact
crazy.
That you finally connected was a big deal.
No, it's all love. You know, I appreciate it. I definitely have people come up and tell me that they appreciate my energy or, you know, those absolutely. Types of things. You're the famous. Fans.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate it. You know, I'm just one of you. I just might be closer sometimes, you know, but yeah. I'm still one of you. You know,
that's why
I mean?
We like, love you.
That's how I feel about with all my fans, you know, all the fans, excuse me.
But that's what we all are. Like, we're fans, and that's what
exactly
links us together through YouTube, radio, all of these different platforms, man, is the love of NBA basketball and the Sacramento Kings.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and when I'm down there, you know, for me, it's more about I'm always giving positive affirmations to the team. So the types of stuff that you'll hear me say is like, you know, it's all right, shake it off, nice shot, or good defense, or, you know, let's go, or that's all right, you know, or you know, and I'll do all the little, I know all the little ref symbols. So, you know, I'll be like shot clock violation. Like, I know everything at this point in my life, you know. I used to play basketball too for a little while. But,
what position? You point guard?
Well, I stopped growing. So I went from playing a 2 to 4 in 1 year. But
you played St. Francis?
I did. No, but only for a couple of years. Okay. I was not good. I don't want
to. Still, wanna, you got to have something.
I know basketball enough. I'll just say that.
Do you have a, do you have like interaction with one of the Kings more regularly than any, like, they'd be like, hey, what's up, dap you up, or, you know, hit a three and point at you or something like that? Any other Kings more than, you know, the rest of the roster?
Oh, that's a tough question, because I love them all. Let me just say this. Malik is my favorite. Okay, so let me just start by saying that.
And we love Malik.
They're all my favorites, okay? But Malik is my favorite because of his energy, his personality, his swagger. And he's just hecka cool. Like, he's just a cool dude, you know, in general. And he definitely shouts me out and stuff, you know, like, and you know, after games, even Miami. I was in the Miami game sitting courtside, and I was sitting by, like, a rapper or something. And the rapper was trying to figure out who I was. He was like, who are you? You know? And so after the game, Malik walks towards both of us, but Malik hugs me first, you know, and then goes to the rapper and dabs him up, you know.
Fetty Wap over there like, what the hell? Who is this woman?
Well, definitely ain't Fetty, right?
Right.
Fetty watching that one from some correctional facility.
No, no. No. It actually, it was Frito Bang. That's his name.
So oh, man.
Yeah. So then he ended up, we ended up chatting afterwards, and he follows me on Instagram now, too. But anyway, but no, so I love Malik. So let me just start by saying that. But because I'm so close and because I talk to them, I literally get to talk to them, like all of them. So whether I'm, I mean, I literally am saying hi or good job or let's go, or I even like, I even go in the tunnel and dab them up as they're coming in the locker room, you know, at halftime sometimes, just to like, you know, show support. Like, I do stuff like that too. But yeah, JaVale, you know, he definitely always dabs me up before the game. You know, Chris Duarte, he always dabs me up and gives me hugs before the game. Domas is probably the one that every time he goes in, he acknowledges me every time I say, you know, let's go Domas or whatever, you know, like he'll be like, he'll look at me and he'll be like, okay, let's go, you know? There's others that are like, maybe they won't acknowledge me in the moment, but like, you know, Davion, or, you know, he even told me, like, I just want you to know, like, I hear you. Like, I hear you saying, good job, Davion. I appreciate you. You know, it's all right, Davion. And I just want you to know, we appreciate you, you know. Yeah. So a lot of the players come up to me and they'll tell me, like, we appreciate you, or we talk about you, you know, as a team, like, that we appreciate, you know, your spirit and your support. So, you know, HB, like, I mean, everybody. I just, and De'Aaron, I love De'Aaron, you know, and I got a chance to talk to De'Aaron a lot after the game. One of the, I'm sorry, we were at a jewelry store. At Sharice. Shout out to Sharice.
Right. Shout out to him. That's what we're doing. We're letting them know out
right,
here today.
Shout out to Sharice Jewelers.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, so we were at a jewelry store at Sharice Jewelers. And so but I could talk to him for like an hour, you know, but he too was telling me, you know, just, we appreciate you, you know. And so that's what it is, whether it's the players or the coaches too, you know, just that they appreciate us, you know. So it's all love. Like, they're like my family. Like, I consider everybody like my family now.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's dope.
Yeah.
Anyone you didn't like?
No.
Don't be that. Leave Buddy out of this.
I didn't say
no,
nothing about Buddy.
I was just, me and Buddy were cool.
No, Buddy. I say this all the time. Like, we take jabs at Buddy all the time. I met Buddy twice. Couldn't have been nicer. He was a really nice guy. Now when he would shoot the ball with 22 seconds on the shot clock, you know, a three with nobody underneath, I'd just
be or
just
from as 3/4 of the court with 10 seconds left on the clock. Like,
I'd be just as mad as everybody else. But I do always say, like, I was able to meet him. So he was really nice. He was a nice guy. So.
He was probably one of the first players that came up to me when we first became season ticket holders. And it was like during the game. And they were shooting three free throws on the other side. And he just walked over. And he was like, you are always iced out. Like, you were just always dripping. Like, and I was like, yeah, I like diamonds, buddy. He was like, nah, but for real, though. Like, you really, really be, like, iced out. Like, for real, you know. Yeah. So, anyway. But even so, a lot of the players, it's like, if I see him on another team now, mm-hmm. I'm still, like, you know, we still talking love. After the game, mm-hmm. or we still showing love. Yeah, so Buddy's one of them. You know, even, like, Dante DiVincenzo. I'm forever going to miss Chimezie Metu. Like, he's one of the best people ever, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of players that, have, you know, have moved on that I still – when I see them, you know, mm-hmm. we still chat it up or whatever. So.
That's what's up.
What do you think happens these next three games?
Oof.
So I started to say, you know, after that loss the other day, I was pretty depressed yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I try not to let it affect my mood, but I don't know how not to because I'm like in this. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm like in it. Like, my heart's in it. Like, I'm invested in it. Like, it's just like, ah. But... you know, I feel like New Orleans has always been a tough matchup for us. I compare it to like in Space Jam when it was like the little Tweety Bird people playing Monstars, you know, all of them got at least 20, 50 pounds on us, you know, like it's just never been a good matchup, you know what I mean? But like the movies, though, you know, it always comes a time where they keep kicking your butt and then your time happens. Mm. So I feel like tonight could be the night that, okay, like, yeah, they might have beat us four times.
Yeah.
But let's just let that go. Tonight, though, you know, this might be the night that we take them. So I'm just going to hope and pray that we do. You know, in terms of Phoenix, you know, I know they've been playing good. I know they beat the Clippers last night. They've been playing really good lately. Yeah. And so I don't know. I want us to win, you know, these next three games.
It's tough, man.
I'm hopeful that we can win at least two, or I don't know. Everything's so close, though. It's just like we could be seven, we could be six, we could be 10. I mean, I have no clue.
Facts.
You know.
Are you, you know, worst case scenario, got to, you know, play in and play on the road. Are you locked into going to any of those games?
Heck yeah. So, you know, that's another place I like to go to is, you know, to the Warriors when we play them.
We call that the dental the playoffs. Office. It's so quiet.
Super that, quiet. All the other arenas, no one compares to us. Come like, on, no, man. we're super loud.
You heard it. Y'all think she's we right make here. This up.
No.
Y'all think we make this up.
Yeah, nobody compares to us. Like go to one center, like, that's like a special place. Like, even the players say that. Like, no, this is like real. Like, you go to other arenas, like, they don't like their teams like that. Like, they're just like, they're there for other reasons. You know what I mean? Like, they're just spectators.
They had a business meeting.
Exactly.
And they're watching basketball. Exactly.
Right.
Done.
And then all of a sudden, when the team starts to do something good, then maybe they'll get into it. But they're
y'all
not into
think
it
we
otherwise.
Make this stuff up.
She goes to all these arenas. She knows, man. She's right there.
All the fans in the other places are not cool. No offense to you guys, but.
Are we talking that talk?
In comparison to us, I'm just telling you we are better in that sense.
But you're there no matter where we got to go. This
heck yeah.
This
so wherever we're playing. So who is it potentially? So either between,
everyone.
Right. I would say
literally
Phoenix,
everyone.
LA, the Warriors. Yeah.
Orleans. Maybe. You're making that trip to New Orleans?
New Orleans. Heck yeah, of course. Right. No, right. We'll be there
on,
for
man.
Sure.
I forgot who I was talking to. My bad. My mistake.
KC trying to go. That's why he asked about New Orleans. He trying to go. He ain't really trying to get to Phoenix, but if it's New Orleans.
Nah, New Orleans, they got good food. That's another game. I mean, I've been to New Orleans when the Kings played in New Orleans, too. But for sure. So for sure, we'll be there.
Man, you living the dream, man.
For sure. No, it's all good.
It feels like Damian said earlier, your authenticity of, you know, your fandom and how you root for the Kings. We live through that. Mm-hmm. We look at you and we're like, that would have been – me on court side. She representing the way that I'm
you'd
feeling
get
in the
thrown
living room.
Out, but yeah, most of us would
you know,
be like
I mean,
her.
Me and Tony brothers, we talk. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah, that exchange that you described with him would go so badly. So
we talk it out, man.
You wouldn't be allowed anymore after the Tony brothers exchange. That's what I'm hearing.
They'd have his picture. It'd be all the golden one, wonderful security people. Look at it. No, he's good.
Out.
No, this one. Mm-mm.
Taking me out like Cuba Gooding. Take me out of the arena.
Oh my
but
gosh.
No, man, we living through you.
Yeah.
We enjoy seeing you, you know, show all the energy that you show. And, man, keep killing.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I just say real quick, too, though, shout out to Coach Brown. I just want to out Coach Brown. Yeah. I want to shout out the coaches in general, you know, Jordy, Trey, Luke, you know, Leandro. Mm-hmm. I just want to shout out everybody. You know, we have a great coaching staff. And I just want to just real quick say that Coach Brown, to me, he is has a very high intelligence level. I think he is a wonderful human being. I have, you know, I spend some time with his lady, Rochelle, too. But I just think that he's just a great coach. And I didn't realize how many of the greats he's coached over time. You know, like Kobe, LeBron, you know, Steph. He was coaching Steph and Clay and Dre and KD at the same time when, you know,
you could have left
and balancing and balancing all of that. You know, he told me he had coached not only Ron Artest, and he was there at the Malice at the Palace.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah.
But he's also coached Meta World Peace. He told me that was two different people. Okay. But yeah, no, I definitely, you know, being that close to like they, you know, a lot of the other coaches get really disrespectful to the refs too. Like I see that they yell a lot and they say a lot of stuff where I'm like, whoa, you know, but Coach Brown is always like, he's even killed and, you know, and very respectful. And yeah, he has a great, he has a lot of great respect. I mean, he has great respect from his players and stuff from everybody. So anyway, I just wanted to say that.
I love
Lania Willis Smith. Come on, we getting this, we getting this dub tonight, baby. We getting this dub tonight. Let's go.
Thank you so much for coming to spend some time with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.